Welcome back, or first time, to One Holiday at a Time. It's a podcast where we study the cinematic and the cultural side to the celebration times.
Happy holidays, guys. My name is Adela.
And I'm Alex. Happy celebration, Tims. Happy Honda days. All my good pals and pals.
Palios.
All the pals out there. You're all my pals. You're my pal. Oh, I'm not your pal. What I gotta do to be a pal?
I don't know.
Pal, you pal of mine.
Make me food.
Okay, I did it.
When?
Made you a Christmas roast.
I don't want that. Why would you think I want a roast?
I don't know.
I'm like one person. Like, why would I want a roast? Thing. That's it. You gotta go.
Oh.
You're out of the cast.
Oh, no.
You're out of the pad.
Goodbye, everyone. It's my last day.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But can I finish the podcast?
I guess.
Okay. Today we watched a movie called Trolls.
Yep.
Is Trolls. You know, the one that all the kids love?
Trolls.
I know lots of kids that like that movie.
I like that movie.
It's okay. It's a holiday movie because it takes place on Trollstice, which is a holiday in the Trolls universe. Did the Trolls have lore before this?
What do you mean?
Like, you know Trolls, right?
Yeah.
Like the dolls?
Uh-huh.
Like, did they have this lore of, like, the Bergens and stuff?
I don't know.
Before this?
I feel like, no?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. It feels like, when this movie came out, and I was, like, seeing it, I was like, this feels a lot like, you know, what is the one? The Smurfs?
I feel that.
You got a Smurfs, and then you got a big bad boy. Well, I guess it's only one guy in the Smurfs. There's, like, did you ever watch Fraggle Rock?
No.
Oh, okay. Because Fraggle Rock was a lot like this, where there were the Fraggles, and then there were the other ones. There were some big, like, ugly creatures who were trying to, like, always catch the Fraggles. And so this reminded me a lot of that, too.
Hmm.
So the troll doll is a type of plastic doll with furry, upcombed hair depicting a troll, also known as a dam doll. After their creator, Danish woodcutter Thomas Dam. The toys are also known as Good Luck Trolls or alternatively Gonk Trolls in the UK. Hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah, because I remember, like, I knew a lot of people who used to have, like, a shit ton of them. And they would, like, collect the trolls. And it was weird. Do you ever have any?
No. I was not a fan.
Oh. Well.
Not, like... A Bergen is just a city in Norway.
Oh, well, there we go. You know, Europe.
And this lovely... I looked it up again. Mm-hmm. And one of the suggestions was, what do do Bergen?
What do do Bergen?
What do do Bergen?
What does that mean?
What do do in Bergen?
Okay, what do do in Bergen?
What do do in Bergen?
Do you know what to do in Bergen?
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, so as far as I can tell, there is no... Like, there were, like, TV shows, but there were not this story, I don't believe. They did have, like, some animated shows. Anyway, so yeah, it's the Trolls. You know the one?
Yep.
So we're introduced to the, you know, the lore of this story, which is that the troll, this is how the movie starts, is like a little storybook, a little scrapbook of the whole tale of this universe, which is the trolls. They're these little happy, fun creatures who love to hug and dance and sing. And then the Bergens, they're big old mean, ugly people.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to eat the trolls.
Because it makes them happy.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Exactly. And they eat the trolls every year. Once a year.
On Trollstice.
And today's Trollstice. Wow. Well, not today, but in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to look up what day Trollstice was, and I couldn't find
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
Find that thing. What did that guy say?
Oh, I don't
look that up
know.
Again. Anyway, I'll continue talking about the movie while you look that up. So there's this little Bergen boy. He's very excited, and he wakes up his dad, who's the king. So this little boy's a prince. And he's like, man, dad, it's Trollstis. Let's eat some trolls now. And so they're all very happy, and everyone gathers around. All the Bergens gather around the troll tree. Or what is it called? Is there a name for it?
I think it's the troll tree. I found the article also.
Okay, what is it? So yeah.
The title of it is Decoding Trolls. This movie is not suitable for children.
Oh shit, what?
There's, where'd it go? Where'd the thing go? He's just like super mad about it, and this is my favorite part. Anything that is placed on a screen is meant to manipulate and influence thought and behavior. I repeat, and then he says it all again in caps. He's very mad. Doesn't think this is a children's cartoon.
So I guess he just doesn't like any movies or any media in general. He's like, I want to just sit with my own thoughts.
Yep, not going to be influenced.
But let me write a blog post about how you should think about the movie.
It's my favorite part where he says, I will be brief.
And then it's like so long. It's very long. Yeah.
Okay. So this guy's got some problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just based off the synopsis, it's not too difficult to determine.
Did this guy not even watch it?
I don't know.
Just based off the synopsis.
Just based off the synopsis, it's not too difficult to determine who is who when placed in real-world context. The Bergens have a direct parallel to the European Caucasians,
mm-hmm.
the melanin recessive individuals of this world.
Yep.
The trolls have strong traits to Africans, blacks, aboriginals. I don't think so. The melanin dominant, besides the fact that they are short. So they have all the traits of black people, except they're short.
I mean, I can kind of, like, very, if you think very abstractly about this whole movie, then I guess. And so what? The Bergens are, like, it's supposed to be, like, this movie's supposed to be, like, an allegory for slavery?
No, it's an allegory for vampires.
What?
The Bergens have had to eat, like, vampires who suck the life out of their human counterparts, the life force of the trolls, to have any semblance of satisfaction during their existence.
That's wild.
He says that Europeans cannot spiritually connect to the life force of the earth and the sun. What? And thus they must
talking about.
So they have to feed off the energy of the melanin dominant through our emotions, our what? Participation within our sick system, theft and rape, and in some cases straight up eating us.
Is this guy, does he think all, like, all white people are vampires?
I don't know.
Damn, this guy's on some, like, he's got it figured out, I guess. So yeah, this is like
a metaphor for
trolls are Africans, and then Bergens are European vampires, and you know
we have to eat them to, because we can't connect with the earth.
Connect with the earth and the sun or whatever.
Because we don't have enough melanin.
Yeah, so we have to suck the melanin power out of
this guy's,
the trolls.
Like, blog name.
That is all over the fucking
melanin
place.
Man.
Oh, okay. So he's like all about this.
Yeah.
Like, this is his life is dedicated to decoding trolls and how it's an allegory for European vampires sucking the life force out of Africans. Okay, so anyway, they're gathered around the tree for the ceremony. Prince Gristle is the little boy's name. He apparently he's the only one who hasn't eaten trolls.
He's a small baby.
I know, but like, there's probably other babies, right?
Oh,
I don't know. Also, like, the whole thing about, like, so they're like, oh, the Bergens, they never are happy, never been happy. It's like, so what? So like, this is a baby. His parents had to have, like, had sex. They didn't like it.
What if they're like chickens?
They, like, have to do it? They just poop it out?
Yeah.
Well, but chickens have to have sex, too.
Do they?
Yeah, because that's how eggs are made. Because, like, eggs are unfertilized. And so, like, chickens just make eggs all the time. But, like, once they get fertile, then that's when they hatch. But the eggs that, like, people eat, those are unfertilized ones.
Hmm.
Yeah. There you go. There's some
science,
some farm knowledge, farm knowledge for you.
Thanks for that.
Or is he not like, does he not get any pleasure out of being the king?
I mean, would you want to rule that town?
Yeah.
Well.
It's fun.
He doesn't.
Being a king?
It's not fun.
Get a big old house?
You can't be happy unless you eat a troll.
It's like, why did they make it, if it makes him so happy, why are they like, okay, once a year, we're going to do it?
I mean, you don't want to eat them all?
There's a tree in the, it's a tree.
Okay, but every Bergen in that town eats a troll?
Well, I don't know.
More than once a year, they're going to eat them all.
It's their own fault for being unhappy.
Eat them all.
Anyway, so yeah, the Prince Gristle, he gets to be the first one to eat a troll. And there's this like weird chef lady. I think her name's just Chef. They never really say what her name is.
Yeah, I don't remember.
She's like, here, come eat this troll. And they pick it off the tree. And he puts it in his mouth. And he's like, it tastes gross because it's fake.
Haha, it's a troll doll.
Oh, and then we cut over to the trolls and they're running away. There's the king of the trolls, King Peppy. He's like helping everybody escape, making sure there's no troll left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bergens, they're trying to dig into the ground to find the trolls so they can capture them and eat them all up. But everybody escapes, you know, like how you do.
Duh.
And they go away. So now the Bergens, they just like kick the chef lady out of the town because I guess it's her fault. I don't know.
Like, she let them, I mean, she's managing them.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess if she's not, well, like, I don't know. They probably cook other stuff. Is she like strictly a troll chef?
It's her specialty.
That's true. So she, way to go, lady. Anyway,
I don't think they cook the trolls either. They just fucking eat them.
She just picked
that troll off the tree.
They like put it in a pot and then just like and then serve it. Like you don't need to make. You don't need to put them in a pot.
They're gonna run away.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point. But yeah, no, King Prince Gristle's very so sad. And Chef Lady, you know, she's kicked out of the town.
Mm-hmm.
The trolls, they find a spot and they rebuild their population. It's very nice.
It's very far away.
Yeah, and they cut to 20 years later and Princess Poppy, who is King Peppy's daughter,
mm-hmm.
the trolls.
That's how it works, how the princess yep. works.
She's reading a story to some of the little troll kiddos. And they're like, oh, thank you for reading the story or whatever. And then now they're having a party tonight, and they do a little musical number.
This is the 20-year anniversary of not them getting eaten by a Bergen.
Exactly. So yeah, this whole movie is like, there's a lot of musical numbers of like, they're not parodies. They just kind of like changed the lyrics to be about trolls.
Yeah.
And it's like popular music from like 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
I don't know. When this, I guess this movie came out like a year ago, right?
Yeah, but I feel like the music... Some of it's a little older. I don't know.
I just feel like this movie's gonna age very poorly because like a lot of the music is like there's some like classics in there, but I feel like some of it's like oh okay.
I guess
like no one's really gonna remember this song in 5 years.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what they do. They sing like popular songs and make them about the trolls instead. You know,
like you do.
But then some guy comes up and he's like, whoa, you guys are being too loud. The Bergens are going to hear you. And this guy's name is Branch. And he's a real downer. He's just like, no singing. The Bergens are going to hear us and they're going to come and eat us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's like a crazy cast in this movie. Like, I don't know how that happened. There's like a lot of people in this movie.
Didn't Justin Timberlake help produce it?
Justin Timberlake plays Branch.
I know he plays Branch, but yeah. Didn't he help produce it?
I guess that's true. He's like famous,
like
so
he's more than just a voice.
So he can like get some people, you know. But yeah. I mean, it's a DreamWorks movie too, so it's, you know, whatever. But you know, we got Anna Kendrick, Justin Timberlake, Zooey Deschanel, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Christine Baranski, who was one of the moms in what's it, Bad Moms 2.
What's she play?
She is also the lady from Mamma Mia.
No, what'd she play?
Oh, she played Chef.
Okay, I thought that voice sounded familiar.
Yeah, yeah, got, you know, Russell Brand, Gwen Stefani, John Cleese, you know, all the greats.
Well, this movie came out like 3 years ago. Well, I guess 2 years, because it was November 4th, 2016.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, anyway, there's a big cast. Justin Timberlake plays Branch, but he's not going to the party. Branch isn't going, but they invite him, and he just stomps on the invite, because he's a big old nerd. But now we cut over to the big old party, and it's, like, crazy, and they're shooting off, like, lights. Like, yeah. We cut to over to the chef lady. She's, like, homeless, going crazy, and she finds them very easily because they're just shooting off lights directly above where they are. Yeah, like, come on, guys.
Somebody's looking for you. Come are on. You that dumb?
So she goes over and just, like, picks up some trolls and puts it in a fanny pack and, like, leaves. It takes, like, 10 trolls, probably. I don't
know. Takes what she can get.
Yeah. So everybody, like, runs away when she comes over. But then Poppy's like, oh, we gotta save the trolls. And so she goes over to Branch. And he's like, ah, what the heck? I'm not gonna save them.
They're dumb. I told you so.
Branch has, like, this big old bunker that he's been chilling in this whole time that he's prepped for this.
He's super scared of the Bergens.
Yeah. And so she's like, you gotta go with me to Bergen Town because we gotta go save him. He's like, nah. And so she leaves and brings everyone else into the bunker for safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, ah, I don't like this. I don't like hanging out with other people. And he's very miserable. So Poppy leaves, and there's just, like, a montage of her traveling, another song.
An original song.
Oh, yeah, it's an original song. There's a few originals.
There's two, I think. Yeah, because Justin Timberlake pretty much did the movie so we could
sing that one song about, like, looking at someone's butt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, she gets captured by some, like, spider things, but then Branch saves her. Hooray.
My troll mate is Poppy.
Oh, your troll mate is Poppy? So nice. My troll
Poppy.
So, yeah, he, like, to get the spider things away from her, he, like, whips them with his hair. Like, they do a lot of hair stuff, and it's, like, weird.
The magical hair? What else are you gonna do with it?
I don't know.
Throwing a pan at him didn't work. People.
It's true. Anyway, yeah. So now they're traveling together, Branch and Poppy, and he's just, like, annoyed by her singing and everything and playing music.
He's a Debbie Downer.
Yeah. So now they meet some, like, cloud dude. Mm-hmm. This part was kind of weird, because, like, I thought this guy, you know, would, like, come up at all.
He's just telling him the way.
Yeah, and that's, like, that's all he does. And then he comes, shows up at the end of the movie and does, fucking nothing again. As I thought he was going to be, like, more of a thing. But, yeah. They come up to some tunnels, and this cloud guy's like, okay, one of them, like, leads to Bergen Town, one leads to certain death. And then he's like, I'll tell you which one if you give me a high five, and he wants Branch to give him a high five. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. But then he finally agrees, and then he gives him the classic, too slow. Oh, what a good one.
Got him.
Oh. So yeah, it makes him mad, so he chases this cloud guy through the tunnels, and they end up in Bergen Town.
Woo!
Just by chasing him. They did it.
You're in the troll tree.
Mm-hmm. So now we are here. All the Bergens are very sad, obviously. That's their life.
Mm-hmm.
Prince is very sad. He's now the king, King Gristle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chef lady, she, like, barges into the castle, and everyone's, like, amazed that she has these trolls. She's like, check them out. Got all these trolls in my fanny pack. Look at them. Here's something I want to bring up. So, like, these trolls that she captures are, well, like, conveniently, they're all, like, the main character trolls that we meet in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. It's a movie. One of them is, like, a weird horse.
Yeah, he's not, like, a troll doll.
He's not a troll.
No.
He's, like, a weird horse.
What is this breed?
Like, all the other trolls, they all look the same. They're all, like, they all have the same anatomy. And this guy is just, like, a horse.
I didn't really get it. I was thinking about that too while we were watching.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is up with this guy? Did they never question them?
It's fine. He's colorful. He's a troll.
Yeah, he's got four legs and whatever, but he's a troll.
He's a troll.
It's fine. Troll.
Troll.
And then there's, like, the guy who has that weird doll or thing, friend? What is it?
I don't remember what his name is.
There's, like, some little thing.
Little squeaky boy.
Little squeaky, like, toy that he...
It's not a toy. It's
like a person. I don't know. That's not a troll either. Whatever. Some of these people just, like, aren't trolls. But I guess they are. Anyway. So, yeah. So now they invite the chef back into the town. And they're like, we're going to do trolls again. It's going to be so good. And the chef, like, brings the trolls down into the kitchen. She's like, I'm gonna cook you guys, haha, check out all these recipes I got for trolls. Like, she shows them a recipe book, but it's like they just eat them.
I know. Yeah, they don't cook them,
so I don't know what she's talking about. And then she's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take over and rule this kingdom
somehow.
Yeah, she doesn't explain it. She's like, she's just like, I'm gonna feed them trolls, and then and now I'm and then I'm gonna rule the kingdom.
Duh.
I don't know how she plans on doing it. They've had Trollstice before, 20 years ago. They used to do it every year. Why didn't she take over then?
Yeah. She should have been large and in charge.
What is her plan? She's going to feed the king the troll and then, like, get married to him?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's her plan. Poppy and Branch, now they're in the castle sneaking around. They find the trolls, and they're like, oh, there they are, but we can't get them because they're, you know, everyone's around.
Yep.
And King Gristle's like, no, we need more trolls for the whole town. We got to feed everybody in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And so the chef's like, okay, you know, we'll go do that. But you got to eat some trolls right now for my plan, which requires you to eat a troll now, I guess.
No, he was saying that he invited the whole town and that everybody was going to get a troll. And he was like, do we have enough? And she was like, oh, yeah, we've got enough. We've got so many that you could even eat this one right now.
Oh, okay, I see. But yeah, so she tries to, like, really force him to eat this troll, but he really doesn't want to. He wants to save it and have fun, eat it with the whole town. Mm-hmm. But she's like, no, eat it right now. So she shoves it in his mouth. He doesn't swallow it. Obviously doesn't swallow it. Oh. And then he leaves off screen. So we're like, oh no, what happened to that troll?
Dead.
Creek, or whatever his name was.
More like little bitch.
Yeah, Creek, he's like Poppy's, like,
crush.
Yeah, but then he turns out to be like a bad guy at the end.
Spoiler.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Played How by could Russell Brand. You? So yeah. Now Poppy and Branch, they follow this like janitor lady, this skull. What is her
scullery maid?
Scullery maid. They follow her back to find the other trolls, and she's just like. She's sad because she has to work all the time while everyone else has fun. And she's in love with King Gristle, things like that. You know, classic girl stuff. So then she, like, falls asleep after she sings some song about King Gristle and how she loves him. And then the trolls, they go over to the other trolls, and they're just being very loud. They're just, like, singing and being mm-hmm. very loud. Everyone tries to... everyone's, like, trying to tell Poppy, like, no, Creek is dead. We gotta get over it. Like, he's dead. And she's like, no, he's not dead. He's alive. And the girl wakes up and catches him. And her name is Bridget. She says that. And then Poppy's like, Bridget, listen. I know you like King Gristle. We can help you out with that. Don't worry. Please don't kill us.
We got you.
Yeah. And so the trolls, they want to give her like a new outfit and a new makeover. And they start singing and giving her a makeover. Then Bridget's sad because Branch isn't singing. And she's like, oh, why isn't he singing? He doesn't believe in me. And so, they like talk to Branch and they're like, come on, sing for us. And he's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it because my singing killed my grandma. And then everyone's like, oh.
Sorry.
And he explains that he was singing one day when he was a kid and the chef lady heard it and came and took his grandma.
It's very, very sad.
Yeah, it's a tragic story. So they all give Branch a nice hug and then they go give her a makeover, and she goes out, and everyone sees her and is amazed by her clothes and her makeover.
Mm-hmm, that fancy new hair.
Yeah, all the trolls, like, go on her head and extend their hair out to be hair. I don't know. So, yeah, she sees the king, and the king's, like, going bib shopping, which is nice.
Mm-hmm, gotta look nice, good.
Nice little bib. And she goes over to talk to him, and he just, like, falls for her immediately. They go on a date to the arcade, or not the arcade, like a roller rink or something.
Yeah.
And they eat a pizza, and it's very nice. And then nice. Branch gives Bridget some tips on how to smooth talk with King Gristle.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, because the king's like, check it out. I got Creek in my locket. We're going to eat him on Trollstice. And they're like, oh, there he is. He is alive. We knew it.
Called it.
And so then after that, they go and they have some skating time. They mm-hmm. have a fun time. But then Chef comes up to them, and Chef almost recognizes Bridget, but she doesn't. And then she's like, okay, well, we got to go because we got to get ready for Trollstice, so whatever. And then Bridget runs away before King Gristle can you know, talk to her or whatever. But he invites her to be his plus one at Trollstice. And she's like, okay, I guess. And she runs away. But then after that... Let's see. What happens after that? Something.
She runs away.
I accidentally scrolled down too far. Yeah. That. She runs away and she cries and everything. And then we see King Gristle. He's like working out, getting ready, getting fit for Trollstice mm-hmm. to impress Lady Glitter Sparkle.
Was That's the, her name, yeah.
Yeah, was the name that Bridget decided to go with for her disguise. So he's working out. The trolls sneak in to go save Creek. And then they, like, run into the king's pet alligator, and they have, like, a fight with it and run away from it. But they don't find Creek. He's not in the locket. What the heck?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And then they get caught by the chef again.
Ah.
Oh, no. And then we find out that Creek is selling them out.
Oh,
he
no.
He decided he didn't want to die, so he's like, okay, I'll tell you where the trolls are if you don't kill me.
And, yeah.
And I'm like, shit, that's rude. But
God
anyway.
Damn it, Creek.
So Creek takes the chef to go to the troll village to get the rest of the trolls. And they gather them all up.
It's so sad.
Mm-hmm. So now it's Trollstice today. All the trolls get put in like a pot, and Poppy gets real sad because she's like, oh, I brought you guys all here. It's my fault. And she her color drains. I guess that's what happens when trolls aren't happy, is they don't have any color. And then everyone else keeps draining too. And then we see Bridget being sad and the king sad. Everybody's so sad. But then Branch starts singing to Poppy. He's like, oh.
Something. I love you.
That would be sad.
What was that song?
No, I don't know. Who cares? But yeah, he sings to her. And it cheers everyone up. And they get their color back. And they're like, whoa, we can do this. We can persevere.
We can escape.
Yeah. And then the lid comes off and it's Bridget. She's helping him out.
Yay!
She's like, go, get out of here before they see you. And she's like, no, we can't leave you, Bridget. And she's like, no, go, Poppy. It's okay. Thank you. And they leave. But then Poppy's still just like, shit, we got to help her out. You know?
She's the real MVP.
Yeah. And then we cut over to the Bergens. They're all excited. They're demanding their trolls. And the king's like, no, we got to wait for my date, Lady Glitter Sparkle. And everyone's like, ugh, fine. But then but then they're like, nah, let's just eat anyway. And they open up the pot, and there's nothing in there.
What?
So now they're like, oh, it's all Bridget's fault. She ate them all, so they're about to go lock her up.
I mean, honestly, banish Bridget like they did the chef. Bridget comes live with the trolls. Everything's good.
Yeah, exactly. Boom.
End of the movie. That's what happens.
And but no, yeah, so they're going to lock her up. But then the trolls, they bust in to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, fall on Bridget's head and make her turn into Lady Glitter Sparkle with their hair.
It's magical.
Yes, and then the king's like, oh, it's you. It's been you the whole time. She's like, yes. And he's like, I love you. Poppy then gives, like, a big speech about, like, oh, you guys are happy. Look, they're in love. They don't need to eat trolls to be happy. And the chef's like, nah. Now you gotta eat these trolls. And then all the Bergens are like, nah, let's listen to Poppy, because I think she's telling us some good stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you guys can be happy without eating trolls. You just gotta hang out and, like, have fun. And then they start singing.
They sing that song.
Yeah, they sing that one song that Justin Timberlake did.
Mm-hmm. Just for this movie.
About a butt. About looking at people's butts.
Mm-hmm. While they dance.
But yeah, they start singing, and then all the Bergens, they're just all dancing, having a fun time.
Having fun.
And the trolls, what they do is they squirt, like, lemons into the chef's eyes. And then, like, push her into a cart and light her on fire.
I mean, that bitch tried to eat them.
They killed her. She's dead.
They were going to be dead.
She's, like, 100% dead.
She tried to eat them. That's
they
what she gets.
They lit her on fire.
That's what she gets.
They should be, like, you know, the whole, like, child, like, moral thing where it's like, oh, you still have to be nice to the bad guys.
You don't.
No, they just fucking squirted lemons in her eyes and lit her on fire.
What she gets.
So yeah, she's dead. Anyway, Poppy then becomes queen of the trolls, and they all live in harmony together.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, and Bergen Town becomes super colorful.
Like, everyone dances around, and then there's color in Bergen Town. And then there's an after credit scene where the chef and Creek, who is also with her, the chef?
After credits? Chef's not dead?
Yeah, but then they fucking get eaten by a giant monster.
Oh, that's right.
And now they're, like, definitely dead. Like, 100% dead. 10,000% dead. So, yeah, that was the movie. It's good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we liked about the movie and do some gift giving.
I I like how colorful it is, and the animation is really good.
The animation's really good, yeah. And then the cast is very good. The the acting, you know, all good.
All good.
I don't know. I don't know. It's all right.
You don't like it?
It's all right.
What are you gonna rate it?
I'll give it like a 6.
Give it like a 7.5.
It's a good children's movie, I guess.
According to that guy, it's not apparently a children's movie.
Never mind. I'm sorry. It's a
too many subliminal messages.
It's so true. The film is trying to trick you.
Vampires.
Vampire. They aren't close with the earth.
gotta eat them.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. 6 out of 10.
Well, 7.5.
7.5. 8. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's
dance over.
Is that a good one?
I don't know.
How about let's
that's the song. Let's be happy over there.
Yeah, let's dance on over to the celebration tank. Okay, so yeah, it's
it's a day.
It's January, which means it's Hot Tea Month, National Bath Safety Month, National Blood Donor Month, National Braille Literacy Month, National Hobby Month, National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, National Slow Cooking Month, and National Soup Month.
Nice.
Yeah, and it is Tuesday, the 9th, which means it's Martyrs Day in Panama.
Happy Martyrs Day, Panama.
Yeah, it commemorates the January 9th, 1964 riots over sovereignty of the Panama Canal Zone. The riots started after the Panamanian flag was torn, and Panamanian students were killed during a conflict with the Canal Zone police officers and Canal Zone residents. So, yeah.
It's fun.
It's not fun. Nothing. A lot of people died.
Sorry. I am so sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, what you got?
I got National Apricot Day.
Happy National Apricot Day.
Go eat some.
They're good. Mm-hmm. I think I've only had a few times.
I don't know if I've had an apricot.
They're good, I think. I think I remember them being good.
Well.
Go ahead and eat one.
Do it. You tell me.
It's also Peace Agreement Day in South Sudan.
Happy Peace Agreement Day, South Sudan.
Yeah, it was,
it was a peace.
It was agreement. They were very peaceful. They wrote a shit. I didn't write any of this down.
Wow.
But they wrote an agreement, a peace agreement. They wrote a peace agreement that ended their second Sudanese civil war, and they developed a democratic government countrywide, and they shared the oil revenues with the two opposing sides in the civil war.
Nice.
And so that was it's Peace Agreement Day to help that.
Fun.
Yeah, what's next?
Play God Day.
Happy Play God Day.
Yeah, do it. Pretend to be God.
Uh-huh.
We've all seen Bruce Almighty.
Classic. Evan Almighty. Did you ever see that?
That's not God.
I know, but that's did you Noah. See it? Do you remember that one?
Yes, I remember that one. I remember that being Noah. You cannot do that on this day.
I can't be Noah?
No.
When is Play Noah Day?
You're going to have to submit it.
Okay. Submit it to the well cat. We move on to Wednesday the 10th. It's Majority Rule Day in the Bahamas.
Happy Majority Rule Day, Bahamas.
Yeah, Majority Rule Day. It marks the Bahamas gaining majority rule for the first time in 1967.
Nice.
For their, voting for things.
For majority rules.
Yep. What's next?
Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Happy Houseplant Appreciation Day.
You think it's a wildcat holiday?
Is it not?
It's not.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. It was created by the Gardeners Network to remind people after the holidays that their forgotten houseplants need a little attention and to celebrate beneficial houseplants and to encourage growing houseplants.
Nice. That's fun. Yeah. I like houseplants.
They're fun.
Go do it.
Do
It's also National Cut Your Energy Costs Day.
Happy National Cut Your Energy Costs Day.
You just gotta do it, you know. Cut those costs. Put some energy efficient light bulbs in, you know, low water pressure, you know, things like that. Take a short shower. Just cut your energy costs.
Do it.
What's next?
It is Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Happy Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Go eat some.
No, no, no. No, no, no. It's also National Save the Eagles Day.
Happy National Save the Eagles Day.
Don't kill them.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Wasn't planning on it.
What's next?
National Oysters Rockefeller Day.
Happy National Oysters Rockefeller Day.
It's baked oysters on a half shell with sauce and breadcrumbs. It's founded in 2017 by Antoine's to celebrate the longevity of this acclaimed dish. National Oysters Rockefeller Day became a holiday in 2016.
Nice. That sounds good.
Yeah.
What else is today?
It's Peculiar People Day.
Happy Peculiar People Day.
People are different.
Wow.
Deal with it.
Move on to Thursday the 11th. It's the anniversary of the Independence Manifesto in Morocco.
Happy day.
Yeah, they proclaimed their independence on this day in 1944.
Nice.
What's next?
National Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
Happy National Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
Be aware of it. The U.S. Senate designated January 11th as Human Trafficking Awareness Day in 2011.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't traffic the humans.
It's also Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day.
Happy Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day.
Do it. Except that's kind of rude.
Yeah, don't fucking splash me. It's dirty. Also, like,
we're just going to assume that it's raining on this day.
Dirty Puddle Day.
Anyway, yeah, what's next?
National Milk Day.
Happy National Milk Day.
In 1915, the International Association of Milk Inspectors submitted a request to Congress in October of 1915. For a resolution naming an observance of National Milk Day. A date was not suggested in their request, and there is no record that the incoming Congress ever presented a resolution for National Milk Day, nor did incoming President Woodrow Wilson ever declare the day.
These guys, like, they got together and they're like, okay, let's write something. What should we write? Okay, dear Congress, please, National Milk Day, please.
Please, thank you.
Sign the milk people.
And then nobody ever did.
Well, okay.
Good job, International Association of Milk Inspectors.
He doesn't even put a fucking date on it, idiots. Way to go. You know how you gotta put the date on the milk, but you can't put it on the day.
Got him.
It's move on to Friday the 12th. It's Kiss a Ginger Day.
Happy Kiss a Ginger Day.
Yeah, it was established in 2009 by Derek Forgey as part of a Facebook group. It was intended to offset Kick a Ginger Day, which takes place in November.
Oh, like, no, that's rude.
You gotta be nice to people. You gotta kiss them.
Why you gotta kick them?
Nah.
Whose idea was that?
Seriously.
I should go kissing people.
Oh.
Excuse you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's the day.
I don't care.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is it we're done?
Black no, Christmas. No. Divorce. What's next?
Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day.
Happy Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day.
Do you be wild?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's really all I can find.
Ooh. It's also National Pharmacist Day.
Happy National Pharmacist Day.
Thanks, pharmacists.
You did it.
Yeah, what's next?
National Curried Chicken Day.
Happy National Curried Chicken Day.
Chicken is stewed in a sauce made from clarified butter, known as ghee, onions, garlic, and a variety of spices such as cumin, coriander, cinnamon, ginger, and turmeric. And some other ingredients can include chilies and tomatoes. Go nice. Eat some.
That's good. It's also Zanzibar Revolution Day.
Happy Zanzibar Revolution Day.
Yeah, in 1964, the Zanzibar Revolution led to the overthrow of the Sultan of Zanzibar and his mainly Arab government by the local African revolutionaries.
Nice.
Yeah, what's next?
National Marzipan Day.
Happy National Marzipan Day.
Marzipan is a confection made primarily of sugar or honey and ground almonds, and there's sometimes some almond oil or extract. Huh. So go eat some.
Have I had that? I don't know if I've had that or not.
I don't think I've had that.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah, make some.
Yeah. And we move on to Saturday the 13th. It is Lori.
Happy Lori.
Yeah, it is a wintertime Punjabi folk festival, which is celebrated primarily by the Sikhs and the Hindus from the Punjab region of India. And the significance of the and legends about Lori festival are many, and these link the festival to the Punjab region. So there's just tons of, like, reasons why they celebrate. Many people believe the festival commemorates, like, you know, the end of the winter solstice and the end of the winter season. So they're celebrating the sun's journey to coming up to the northern hemisphere and bringing longer days and things like that.
Nice.
Yeah. What's next?
It is National Peach Melba Day.
Happy National Peach Melba Day.
It's a dessert made from peaches, vanilla ice cream, and raspberry sauce.
Hmm, that sounds good.
Yeah, go eat some. Oh.
It's also Make Your Dreams Come True. Oh, sorry, Make Your Dream Come True Day.
Only one dream?
Just one dream.
Okay, happy Make Your Dream Come True Day.
Just do it. Just one.
Only one.
You only get one.
One dream.
One dream. What's next?
It's National Rubber Ducky Day.
Happy National Rubber Ducky Day.
Rubber duckies exist.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Squeaky, squeak.
It's also Mongolia Constitution Day.
Happy Mongolia Constitution Day.
Yeah, it was 1924 was the day that they declared themselves an independent nation.
Nice. They're what?
An independent nation.
What did you say before that?
1924.
You said like them some said. Shh. You said the word weird.
They said declared themselves an independent nation.
There you go. You said the word weird.
So sorry. They declared themselves an independent nation.
Next day?
Yeah, what's next?
It's National Sticker Day.
Happy National Sticker Day.
It was started by Sticker Giant, a promotional sticker and product label company based in Longmont, Colorado. And they declared it a day on January 13th.
Nice. And we move on to Sunday the 14th. What do we got?
It's Pongal.
Happy Pongal.
It's a harvest festival dedicated to the sun god. It is a four-day festival, which according to the Tamil calendar, is usually celebrated from 14th of January to the 17th of January. The day marks the start of the sun's six-month-long journey northwards. This also corresponds to the Indic solstice, when the sun enters the 10th house of the Indian zodiac, Makara, or Capricorn.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's also Makar Sankranti.
Happy Makar Sankranti.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing as that, but it's the first day in that festival. And it's the same thing.
Nice.
Celebrate the sun. Good job, son.
You did it.
What's next?
Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Happy Dress Up Your Pet Day.
This day was founded in 2009 by celebrity pet lifestyle expert and animal behaviorist Colleen Page.
Nice. Thank you, Colleen.
I mean, do we thank her?
Whatever. It's also Revolution and Youth Day in Tunisia.
Happy Revolution. I can't talk.
Yep. It remembers the Tunisian Revolution that ended the over 20-year rule of Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, who was known as an oppressor in the country. And so they overthrew him and they're like, we did it.
Good job.
Yeah, what's next?
It is Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Happy Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Go eat one.
I like pastrami. Pastrami is very good.
It's good.
What's next?
It's Ratification Day in the U.S.
Happy Ratification Day.
Happy day. It's the anniversary of the ratification of the Treaty of Paris on January 14th, 1784, in the Maryland State House in Annapolis, Maryland, by the Confederation Congress. This act officially ended the American Revolutionary War.
Nice. We did it. Get those British out of my house.
Out of my house.
Get them out of my house.
It's my town.
Get your tea out of here.
Throw it in the harbor.
You throw it.
That's what you get.
I'll take some though. I'll drink some.
Get your tea back in here.
We'll move on to Monday the 15th. It's Indian Army Day.
Happy Indian Army Day.
Yeah, it's celebrated on this day in recognition of Lieutenant General K.M. Kariyappa, who took over as the first commander in chief of the Indian Army. From General Sir Francis Butcher, the late British Commander-in-Chief of India, on January 15th, 1949.
Nice.
What's next?
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
It was established into law in 1983 by President Ronald Reagan. It was first observed as a U.S. federal holiday in 1986. And is on the third Monday in January. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American clergyman, activist, and leader of the African American civil rights movement, and is best known for his role in the advancement of civil rights using nonviolent civil disobedience.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's also National Hat Day.
Happy National Hat Day.
Go wear a hat.
You got it.
Okay. What's next?
National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Happy National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Go eat some.
Nom nom nom
nom nom nom.
And it's also Nigerian Remembrance Day.
Happy Nigerian Remembrance Day.
Yeah, it commemorates the surrender of the Biafran troops to the federal troops on this day in 1970, thus concluding the Nigerian Civil War that sought to tear apart the unity of Nigeria.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all of them.
That's all the days.
Go check us out on their social media. Yeah. Like it. Subscribe. Share it with your friends and pals.
Yeah, buddy boys.
Say, hey there, friends. Here's the show.
Yep.
Check. Take that to the bank.
Cash it.
Yep. Your thingy bank. Put that in the account. Put it in your savings. Make sure it accrues that interest. Yep. That 0.1% interest.
What are you even saying?
And then after that, you can take it out in a few years, and it'll be 2 podcasts.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. That's it.
No.
What else?
We have an exciting announcement.
Oh, correct. Yeah. Well, they probably would have already seen it by now.
If you didn't already notice.
Yeah.
It's different.
Our podcast artwork has changed.
New year, new us.
New year, new logo.
Yep, that's the motto.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. And who is the artist behind our beautiful new logo?
It's Dailyish Doodler Shop on Etsy. Dailyish
Doodler Shop on Etsy.
Yeah.
Go check them out.
Do it.
It's very good.
It's got some cute art.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. But yeah, that's it.
That's it. Them's the days.
Them's the days.